You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about your weekend.
Let's see. Friday night, Knick Knack had a little girls' night, ladies' night out. So I was dad on duty there, which was kind of nice. Got to hang with the kiddos a little bit, and she got to go decompress with some lady friends and kind of catch up. And then we wandered over to the community night. No, that was Saturday night. Community night at the school was Friday night. So we did that big dance, big community luau night. Thing. It's like this thing that the school puts on every year. And the big takeaway from that, all these 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids dancing the night away. They had a DJ there and everything, and three of the most requested songs: Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton, and the Macarena. I was like, what year are we living in?
How old are these kids again?
Is 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 right in that wheelhouse, and they were flipping out over this music. So I don't know what was going on there. Brother-in-law's birthday party yesterday, I posted a picture of the paella and pound cake that he made yesterday.
Wow.
My sister hit the jackpot with this guy. He's a great cook, and it was super duper tasty. So that was the best food of my weekend. And then I do have a question about asking if you can comment on somebody's face. We have a friend, not a super close friend, but an acquaintance. We know each other, we know about our families, blah, blah, blah. And I saw him this weekend, and he had a bandage over his nose and another bandage like kind of going down the temple of his face. And I was with another friend of mine. Now, I didn't ask what happened to his face. I just sat there and just carried on a conversation, tried not to stare at the bandages. But my buddy that I was with just came right out and said, "Hey, what happened to your face?" And I don't know what camp I fall in on this. I don't know if you're a bad friend if you stand there and you don't acknowledge that something happened to somebody's face, or is it rude to point out? You know, maybe they're embarrassed by it. They feel a little self-conscious. So what do you do in that situation?
Well, before I answer that question, happen to his face?
Fell up the stairs.
Fell up the stairs,
hardwood stairs, running up there super quick, slipped, boom, smashed the bridge of his nose, and then it went down on the side, so he had a couple big gashes on his face. That's what happened. I mean, it was a great story. We got some laughs out of it. But I still am in the camp of when somebody has bandages on their face, I tend to err on the side of, I don't want to embarrass them anymore. They're walking around with bandages on their face.
But then do you look like you don't care?
But then you're like, you know, I was having this conversation with Nicole, and she's like, yeah, what if something was really serious? And you're like, you know, you need to be that caring friend and offer some support. And oh, my gosh, let us know if you need anything. Was it a skin issue? You know, blah, blah, blah. Luckily, my buddy was there, who's the jerk who just, you know, flat out doesn't care. What happened to your face?
I think it falls into that category of how well you know the person.
Yeah.
And you obviously know him pretty well.
Yeah, we're in that middle ground, you know?
It's the asking strangers things. Like, we used to laugh at our traffic person on the show years and years ago, Liz, because she would embarrass us when artists would come into the studio, and she would just ask questions that really were... Like she said, where'd you get that scar? Or where did you... That was a big one for her. Where'd you get that scar? And we were like, we would cringe. It's like, we don't know that person, so...
Yeah.
You don't really get to ask those probing questions like that.
I mean, in the whole time I'm standing there talking to him, in my mind, I'm just like... I gotta know. Mm-hmm. Why are they on there? What's going on? And then you're still trying to keep intense eye contact with that person so they don't see you glancing at their wounds.
I think it was a friend.
So the whole time, this 10-minute conversation, I have no idea what they said because I'm listening to my internal monologue and trying to stare at them in the eye.
Been there. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Anyway, fell up the stairs, Dom.
So you've got clumsy friends.
Yes, I do.